Beat Green Bay shirts. Was there any message attached to those when you guys got them?
No message. Just walked in this morning. I saw it, so it's a nice shirt.
Does that kind of get the juices flowing for this week?
I mean, yeah, this is a big week. You know what I mean? Green Bay is a very good team, and we just have to just execute. Small ball and 8-2.
This is obviously a huge game. How do you kind of boil it down and keep it in perspective and all that?
Every game is a huge game. Last week was a huge week, a huge game, the week before that. So nothing is going to change. We have to come in here. We have to prepare and come out with a good game plan and come out with a win.
You like the challenge of going against Aaron Rodgers?
I love the challenge. I love the challenge every week. So he's a very good quarterback, elite quarterback, and in this league you want to play against the best. So that's how you get recognition. That's how you come over the hump. So to come out and have a great game against this quarterback will be good. And it'll be good for our team, our defense, just the whole organization.
What's it do for a defense to get to shut out another team on the road in the second half like you guys did?
We had our coaches had some good readjustments at halftime, and we just executed, and everybody's doing their job. And right now, just we're enjoying football right now.
Has this defense kind of taken on Coach Zimmer's personality a little bit?
Coach Zimmer is a great coach, and everybody's trying to do their job, and we're glad to have him. And right now, everybody's just playing at a high level, and we just nice, good family organization right now.
Well, it takes a certain mental toughness for teams to win in a fourth quarter. You guys are doing it. Where does that stem from? Does that stem from training camp, from veterans, what?
I think just everything from last year to this year, just from the second year in the system, just guys being together, playing together. Everybody just one heartbeat right now. And just to win all these close games in the fourth quarter, that means a lot. Because last year, they didn't go that way for us. We lost a lot of close games. And this year, we just have the extra juice to get the job done.
How'd that term small ball come about?
That's what we just talk about. As in the D-line room, just as a whole, everybody do their job. Everybody chip at the stone, and that's what we're doing. If you don't do too much, you do your job, good things will happen.
Do you remember who threw that out there first?
I can't remember.
That seemed to be what your coach said from the moment he got here. Was mm-hmm. Everyone's got to do their job and not worry. Did it take a while for that to sink in for everybody?
I mean, this training camp was a big training camp for us. We really evaluate ourselves, and we worked every day to better ourselves. And I think that's the difference from last year to this year. I felt like everybody came to training camp hungry, ready to go, and came with the mindset of team.
Is that hard to do, though, when you're playing, when you're into a game and I just got to do this?
If you're trying to do too much, but now we're not doing that. Everybody's just doing their job. When you try to do too much, you make more mistakes than help the team. So everybody really just doing their job. And when the plays come to them, they make the play.
A skeptic might say, yeah, you guys won a bunch in a row, but look who you played. Now you got a big test next 4 weeks. Is there any part of you that still feels like you got to do?
We just take it one game at a time. We really don't care what people think or say. We just have to go on Sunday and execute and just do our job.
A lot of people are saying that it's only halfway through the season, but you guys have done some good things so far. Mm-hmm. How do you balance the success knowing that there's still a lot of...
We just have to play small ball and everybody got to do their job, and everybody got to stay humble. Can't get over yourself.